5 minutes. Good time, good moments in 5 minutes. Hello, welcome to 5 minutes. I am Rawit Hanutsaha, and today I want to share an article called 4 Habits to Prevent Disrespect and Gain More Respect. This insightful piece focuses on 4 impactful behaviors that can significantly enhance the way others perceive and respect you. Point number 1, to ensure clarity, it is essential to establish a clear territory or boundary. A well-defined boundary ensures coherence and order. Okay, this line must not be crossed. This line cannot be crossed, for example, there will be people like this who are foul-mouthed and like to say that we are getting fatter or like, oh, you have got acne. It must be clear that when people greet me like this, if I normally encounter it, I will tell them that, you know, recently we don't say something like that anymore. Just to clarify that it is not proper. Sometimes when you meet your relatives and find something like, I don't know, well, most of the people who will meet this are people who have a fair amount of randomness. It will be clearly said that you don't feel okay with talking about things like gaining weight. You must say, hey, this is not okay. You can share your standing point. And if we assume that he doesn't understand, we might have to distance ourselves from each other. Number 2, do not allow others to exploit your most precious asset. It holds great significance. Not valuing your most precious asset, time, is equivalent to not valuing you. Anyone who consistently shows disrespect for your time, like repeatedly being tardy and never keeping appointments, is not treating you with the respect you deserve. Well, no. You don't need to go when they are late, or deal with this matter seriously and seriously. If we keep doing this, it's better not to meet up. There will be some people that set an appointment at 6:30, but come at 7:15, for example. Well, this happens every time, but if it happens to be late for just some time in a long time, that's okay. But if it happens to be late all the time, or there will be someone who schedules a meeting and is always late, if you happen to be a subordinate, I'll scold you. But if we become a customer, we have to consider again whether we want to do business with them or not, because it can imply that when just a matter of time, they are still can't keep it. Will I be able to get the credit that I talked about? Respecting others means refraining from interrupting them while they speak. If interrupted, politely asserting oneself with, "Please let me finish," is effective, especially in meetings, to maintain control and ensure all voices are heard. Such assertiveness fosters productive dialogue in various situations. We were talking and he interrupted us. We still hadn't finished speaking. We'll say, let us finish talking first. Even if you are a customer, I will say that, please allow me to finish speaking first. But remember to speak politely. You don't have to do it aggressively. All of these things, do it with politeness and respect for the other person. You must clearly state your point. And another thing is that people who often apologize to us for the same things, simply put, make the same mistakes and apologize often. We have to let him know. Mere apologies are no longer enough. It's not like making the same mistake and apologizing will be okay. We have to say, it's not okay. Sorry, it's not okay anymore. If you want to continue maintaining your relationship, you must change yourself. Well, you don't have to apologize, but you need to improve yourself and don't make the same mistakes. These are the 4 things that I think, if we keep doing this like this, people will respect and understand more clearly in your standing point. I appreciate your support in staying connected with 5 minutes. Thank you very much. 5 minutes. Good time. Good moments in 5 minutes.